This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are talking with Rebecca Milwaukee. She's the 2012 Teacher of the Year. And we're talking about really fun educational ideas to do with our kids this summer. And one of the things we've been really stressing in this conversation is the fact that reading is just so beneficial to our kids. And you all know, you know, from listening to the show that, you know, we're huge advocates of literacy and reading and, you know, in the Working Mother family, you know, and me personally and my family as well. You know, we had the library dedication, you know, named after my dad because he was so passionate about reading and you know, how it affected his life. And we wanted to give that back to our community in that library. And I really do feel as though, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle and the apps and the this and the that, you know, everything that's at our fingertips, that we forget just how easy it is to bust out a book. And, you know, and Honda is doing a great thing here with the Road Readers program and making it even easier to get free downloads of audiobooks that you can listen to in your car with your family. It can spur conversations. It can, you know, have everybody kind of involved in the same thing. Because, you know, when you look at like TV or video games, you're not all going to be interested in the same TV shows. You're not going to all be interested in the same video game, but you absolutely could all be interested in the same book. And I just think it's so genius to wrap family time into audiobook time and you know, and also physical book time. You were talking about some of your favorite memories were going to the library on Saturday mornings. And, you know, you actually made me think of a really good craft idea to do with my kids. And that's, you know, design their own tote bags to take to the library. You know, we can do that first week off of school, sit down and, you know, I can get them little blank tote bags and they can do whatever they want, whatever kind of design they want to get their tote bag ready to take for our first trip to the library to get their books. So thank you
for
that.
Very great idea. I love that. And then, you know, the other favorite part of that was that when I was little, when we'd get home with the books and I'd spread them all out, my mom's first thing, her first tip would be, which one are we going to read together? And immediately crawled into her lap, you know, and that embrace, that warm parental embrace of holding a book together, feeling that warm connection with my mom and having her read to me and hearing how language sounded. You know, it got to a point where I was too big to sit in her lap, but we always read together. And I've continued that through with my son. And of course, I have a boy, so he has to give it a very teenagery name. He calls it family reading time, or FART for short.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
he gets a kick out of saying we fart every day.
Yes, but he's a teenager, I have to say. My four-year-old has become obsessed with farts in the last couple of months. So if I bring that into the equation, he'll be all about it.
All over so it. I'm you. Telling you, it really worked.
You're full of tips today. My goodness. I like that one a lot. So now when you brought up an interesting point because teenagers, you know, pulling teenagers away from the social media, away from the phones and all that, that can be challenging for parents. You know, what other tips do you have for engaging your teenagers over the summertime that you can share with us in terms of, you know, getting them to do things that are productive and meaningful?
Well, when I'm in the car with my son, I'm a big fan of sort of the outrageous question. You know, I learned right away when I pick him up from school, the whole, how was school? What do you have for homework? That absolutely solicited no information whatsoever. I got sort of the sullen stare. And I realized I had to get more creative. And I would say things like, did anybody barf today? Was there any bleeding? Did any teacher slip out? I'd start there and get them laughing and get sort of the defense broken down. The whole, you know, they're so worried they're going to get in the car. And after a full day of learning, it's just going to be more pressure. And so I needed to sort of take some air out of that balloon. And you can do that when you're driving. You can say when you see a skyscraper going up, I wonder what's happening in that building. And if you were the guy installing the window on the 37th floor, where do you take your lunch break? Or when you see six cows huddled together, you say they're clearly having a meeting. What are they talking about? And engage your kids in sort of creative thinking. That's one way. The other way is to keep sort of a car time scrapbook. There are so many beautiful journals and notepads and things you can buy. And so I would let kids pick one out. And then when we were in the car, whenever we did something or went somewhere, we'd have to swipe a souvenir from the location. So Krispy Kreme donuts gives away hats. That went into the scrapbook. If we went to a movie, the stubs went in and we would date it. And it would sort of be a diary of our adventures. And we'd keep them. And I just have, you know, cars have so many compartments now. We'd stash them and go back and look 2 summers back. Oh, my gosh, Mom, we went to the carousel. We went to the beach. There were so many memories and things they'd forgotten. And it was like a little time capsule of how we spent our time together in the car in the summer.
I love that. That's such a great idea. You know, and it's funny because you have all those things and when you bring them in the house, you don't know what to do with them. They eventually end up in the trash can, but you know, you do hang on to them for a little bit because you're mm-hmm. thinking, oh yeah, it's nice to have this keepsake, but what a great way to purpose them, you know, to put them someplace right. together so that they have meaning and that, you know, everybody can look back on them and think about, oh yeah, that was a great summer. That was how we spent it. You know, that's what we did. I love that. That's a fabulous idea. Now, when you're dealing with the little ones who don't read yet, but, you know, are anxious to read, are there any, like, any games, you know, that you that you recommend that we play with them, you know, that can be done in the car, or, you know, outside of audiobooks, like things, you know, things that can Absolutely. Help them kind of learn those skills?
The classic alphabet game never seems to fade in terms of interest. That's always a fun one. So as you see signs and see letters of the alphabet, call them out in order. You could also pick a topic like food we love, and then you start with an A, I love apples, and then your son or daughter says a B food that he loves, and then she says a C food that she loves, and you get all the way through the alphabet, and then you get double points if you have a double worded food that both starts with the same letter. So that's a fun one. Another one would be, let's see, what are some other fun things you can do? Gosh, you can just talk about like when crazy great cars drive past. Talk about the car, like, would you drive that car? What color? You know, just point out things you see, landmarks, great architecture. Ask them to talk to you about what they're seeing and who might live there and what might be going on there. And just keep talking about what's happening. Also, if you're listening to the radio and music, like you said, sing along, talk along, and just any kind of language immersive environment or experience in the car is a great thing to do for little ones who are just learning how to read.
Well, I always say in my house, we, you know, everybody wakes up and they don't stop talking until they go back down to sleep. It's literally how my household is. So thank you so much. I so appreciate these tips. This has been a really great conversation.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you to talk about all the fun we're going to have in summer now that it's here.
Yeah. And if people want to learn more about Honda Road Readers, where can they go?
They should go to www.hondaroadreaders.com. That will allow them to register and direct them to the app, and the app will take it from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.